880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida. See, that's what I get for helping D get a car from Larry's Inn and Warren Henry. You know, Larry comes, your head is still spinning from the fancy car you just got, D. Your head is just spinning. You couldn't get all the timing down. I got that beautiful grin, though. Did they treat you right out there, D? I got the five on him. It's going great. All right. So D got his cart, Warren Henry Automotive. You should, too. We've got a great show this weekend. We're going to talk about getting hot referrals. We're going to have Dr. Ivan Meisner on, the king of networking, the guy that founded BNI. He's the man, the myth, and the legend when it comes to picking up good referrals and executing on them and making money by shaking hands and pressing the flesh and meeting people. Then we're going to have an update on the South Florida technology environment down here. We're going to have the folks from Early Shares on. We're going to have the folks from eMERGE on, and we're going to have the folks from the Knight Foundation, three big curators of the Miami technology ecosystem. We're going to talk about the environment here in Miami and how it's improving and how this is the place to bring your new startup tech company to get funded and to grow. We'll be right back after this short break when we'll start off with Dr. Ivan Meisner. This should have been enough time for D to get the first song queued up. D, all right. All right, everybody. Wow, walking on sunshine with the thunderstorm alert out there. Not everybody's going to be walking on sunshine, but be careful. And you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car like Dee did just this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can, just like Dee did this weekend. That's why he went, and you should too. You got to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back, and we are on with our regular guest. It's great to be able to say that. A regular guest, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's known as the father of networking. He's on all the big stations, all the big stuff, but what he really is a person that can help you convert the people you know into money. And, man, that's what business is all about. Welcome back, Dr. Ivan Meisner. I call him Doctor, but then he makes me call him Ivan. So I'm just going to call you Ivan. Ivan, how you doing?
I am doing great, Jim. It's great to be back on the show. And yes, please call me Ivan.
I sure will. How's your lovely wife? I guess I got to get the personal stuff out. We had Beth on last week. She was awesome.
Oh, Elizabeth is awesome. You know, I tend to be the reason we get invited places, but she's always the reason we get invited back.
There you go. That was absolutely, I just underhanded that to you, you know. underhanded. You didn't see it, but it was just underhanded.
It was a softball, yeah.
There you go. Good. You're going to have peace at home for the next couple of days.
Yes, I will.
So, Ivan, tell me a little bit, you know, people come in, they join your networking organization, they get great tips, they make good money from the people they meet, but you also write books. You wrote a book about converting referrals, getting hot referrals and converting them. It's summertime. We figured we'd call it hot referrals. So go get them. It's summertime. You know, people think it's slow, but it's time to get a hot referral. How do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the thing that people forget is that networking is an opportunity to build relationships with people. All too often, people use networking as a face-to-face cold calling opportunity. Hi, Jim. My name's Ivan. Let's do business. And they jump right into it. So a few years ago, I was at a big networking event, and I was the keynote speaker, and I had an audience of 900 people. I was in London, and I said to them, how many of you are here today hoping to, you know, maybe sell something? Jim, 900 people raised their hands. 900. I said, great. How many of you are here today? Second question, raise your hands. How many of you are here today hoping to possibly buy something? No one raised their hands. Not one single person. This is what I call the networking disconnect. People show up at networking events wanting to sell, but nobody's there to buy. And then people say, I hate networking because people are constantly selling to them. Yeah, they are, and that's really bad, and it's not the way to build a powerful personal network. Building a powerful personal network and getting referrals is really about building relationships. And that's where people don't want to do it because it takes time. Well, I build a relationship. I just want to meet people and sell them my stuff. Yeah, well, I do too, but it doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah. You know, I first really became aware that this probably in the mid to late 90s when the Japanese first came and everybody said the world is different. You got to turn it on its head. You know, and the people would look at the business cards and they taught you how to do that. And then I'm down here in South Florida where we have a completely different cultural fit than we did in the 80s up in the northern part of the states. We had folks coming in from Latin America and Europe and they had a different pace for business. So if you tried to drive New York down their throat, you wouldn't be successful. It was all about building a relationship.
Yeah, it really is. And I find that actually that kind of works globally. I mean, BNI operates in 59 countries. So, you know, we've got chapters in Manhattan and chapters in Taiwan. And it may be a slightly different approach in the way they first communicate with each other, because certainly New Yorkers are different than, you know, talking to somebody from the Midwest. But it's still about relationships. When push comes to shove, it's about going deep and building relationships with people as a way of getting referrals. If your network is a mile wide and an inch deep, it will never be successful. And so the way to go deep in your network is to build these connections and relationships with people. And so you want to meet them at networking events. And so one of the things people say to me is, I mean, if you go into a networking event and you're not there to sell, then why are you there? You're there to make connections with people and have an understanding about what they do and then be able to take it to the next level. I don't know if in our last show we talked about the VCP process or not, but that's really the foundation of what I teach: visibility, credibility, profitability. So you go to networking events to try to be visible to people who don't know who you are, to work on your credibility with the people who do know you who you are, but they don't know you real well, and so you're trying to build credibility with them, and to continue with your profitability with those people that you already have relationships with and are getting referrals. And so you talk to people differently based on where you're at in the VCP process when you go to networking events.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific, 100%. And I do that because there's certain people I've known for a long time. A number of them I've been able to do value creating, I'll just have to say it this way, favors for them. I mean, I have a number of people where I've helped them start a career. I was just looking, you know, you get those LinkedIn notifications that so-and-so has been at such-and-such for X number of years. I got one of the guys, 9 years today. Guy's getting married, having a family. I mean, that makes me feel good. And I can call him anytime and ask for a referral.
Absolutely, because you've invested in that relationship. What tends to happen is that people ask for a withdrawal before there's any kind of investment, and then they can't understand why is this person not helping me? Well, they're not helping you because they don't know you. There's no trust. There's no relationship. On the other hand, let me give you an example of somebody I know who just totally did it right. I met him in a business organization, and he reached out to me once, and he asked if we could talk, and I said yeah. And I thought for sure he was going to sell me something, but we had this conversation, and he found out that there was something that I needed on a website. And he said, "Well, let me help you with that." And I said, "Well, okay, how much?" He said, "No, guy, I'm not going to ask for money. I can help you with that." And he did it. And then he called me up a few months later, and he said, "Hey, I've got a great idea for you. Would you mind if I set this thing up for you where I do this? Because I'm testing out this product, and I'd like to try it. And I'll just, you know," I said, "Okay, how much?" He said, no, I just want to try it." So he called me must have been four times over the course of about 8 months or a year. And he kept giving and giving and giving, never asked for anything. Then one day he picks up the phone, he calls me up, and he says, "Ivan, I'll tell you right up front, I have a favor to ask you." And I said to him, "Alex, the answer is yes." And he said, "Well, I haven't even told you what the favor is." I said, "You have just spent a year contributing, making investments in this relationship, and doing nothing but helping me. You've never asked for anything from me. I can't imagine that whatever you're going to ask for me now is going to be something I'm going to be unwilling to do, because we know each other well enough. So the answer is yes. What is it you want me to do?" And he told me it was totally easy. It helped him a lot, but it was very easy for me to do. We tend to try to flip that. We ask for the favor first, and then we expect, you know, that to help them down the road. It needs to be reversed.
Invest
in the relationship before you take a withdrawal.
Oh, yeah, and I have similar stories where I have, you know, the big financier who's brought in to run the big workout company, and he's brought in as the hatchet man for the big, you know, whatever, and I just know him. I take him out to my favorite hole-in-the-wall dive restaurant. He goes, "Oh, my God, I love this. Everybody always takes me out to, you know, you pick it, you know, fancy restaurant." I go, "I figured you just wanted to be down home where you'd go yourself." He goes, "Yeah." He leans in. He goes, "Let me order some wine. What do you want?" I go, "I don't want anything. I want to have dinner." He goes, "Well, everybody asked me something. They want something."
Right.
I go, "I don't want anything." I still haven't asked that guy. Another guy that I built the same relationship, well, I asked him for a couple things 4 or 5 years after I made sure that I met him, that I sat with him at an awards dinner, that I got him nominated for the award, that I helped him win the award twice.
Yeah.
Then I sat down and said, "Hey, can you help me out with this?" And it was no problem. You know, that's what's important.
But, Jim, see, that's where people get it completely wrong. They think that networking is that face-to-face cold calling where you go, you meet people, and you try to ask for business or ask for a referral, and it's completely wrong. Instead, it's about building a relationship. And the best way to build a relationship is to help someone. If you can help or make a, and it could be something, you know, it could be something as simple as you're talking to someone and they tell you about some problem that they're having in business, and you say, hey, I read a great thing on the internet with that. Give me your email and I'll send you an article that might help you with that. I do that all the time, and it's a great way to start a relationship with people, is to send them stuff that you've read that deals with some issue that they're talking about.
Well, I try to do that a lot of times with Twitter, and to curate my Twitter feed to have things like that. I try to do some favoring. I love going to your site and favoring your tips. You always got some great tips. Can you hang out and give me another segment? Can we do another segment?
For you, anything.
Oh, I love it. I see I teed him up. I've been doing favors, so I asked him for a favor. We'll be right back after this. D, the board, the man, the myth, the music, it's yours, buddy. You're up.
Like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, I'm a fireball.
Oh, D. I'm just dancing and having a great time. All right, D. You're going crazy on the songs now. We're having too much fun. If you only had the, like, we got to periscope the show. You'd see me just dancing. I just love this stuff. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to do what D did just this weekend. You got to go over to Warren Henry because you need every advantage that you can. You got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Get out to Marlins Park on May 22nd for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMB Franks and $4 domestic drafts from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Orioles at 7:10. Celebrate a night in Havana powered by South Florida Ford. For just $25, get a game ticket, a Havana Sugar Kings t-shirt, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks spectacular presented by Corona Light. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back. And we are back with Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, I got to tell you, I'm getting the tweets. People are loving it, man. You're giving them great stuff here. We're talking about networking, converting your networking efforts to referrals, which referrals are how we make money. Welcome back, Ivan Meisner, the king of networking, the founder of BNI.
Thank you. It's good to be on the show, always.
Thank you so much for having us. And again, we want to thank Beth for showing up and talking about the foundation and what you do in the schools. And our next segment, people are going to stay after the half hour. We're going to talk about the South Florida Technology environment. So we're going to have early shares on Joanna Schwartz. We're going to have Javier Gonzalez from Emerge. And we're going to have Matt Hagman from the Knight Foundation. So good things technology after the half hour. But let's talk about converting who we know and who we're going to know into money. Dr. Meisner, okay, I'm at the event. I'm looking to leverage the people I know to meet people I don't. Yeah. How do I do that?
Well, I think one of the best ways is to connect with the people there that you've got credibility with, people who know you and trust you already, and ask them if they can introduce you to a few of the other people that are there. For example, if I saw you in an event and there were a couple of people that I were looking for in particular professions or maybe specific individuals, I might come on up and say, "Hey, Jim, do you know people like this?" Or assuming that we know each other and you'd feel comfortable, I'm going to assume that you'd feel comfortable referring me or introducing me. I'd just say, "Hey, would you mind introducing me to so and so and so and so if they're here, or to someone in this position that's in the company at this event that you might know, and have you introduce me?"
I'll tell you, that's the best way to do it. I call it, "Do you mind if I break into your little conversational bouquet?" And if I see somebody and they're standing alone like a flower on their own, I come in and I create one with them. They're going to introduce me to people that I don't know, and I'm going to bring value to them. And I'll tell you, one of the great things that I've learned is the young people. I help the young people. They need jobs. They don't know how to network. They don't know how to do anything. First thing I do is I ask them, "So who is it you want to meet and where do you want to go?" That way I kind of know where their head's at, and then I take it from there and I get them to learn. And to me, that's the first favor I'm throwing out at them. And believe me, every single time I always get a call back, and those people are friends for life.
Yeah, and so, your question is, if you went to a networking event and you wanted to meet certain people, how do you do it? You do it by asking people that you do know to introduce you to those people if they know them. And there's almost always somebody there that knows the kind of people that you're looking for. And that third-party introduction is so much more valuable than just walking up cold and saying, "Hi, my name's Ivan. I've been interested in meeting you." It is better to have somebody else make that introduction.
Oh, my favorite introduction of my favorite cold walk-up at an event was I walked up to one of the big family office thought leaders, and I went up to him and I said, "Hi, I'm Jim Fried. My friend over there wants to meet you." He cracked up. Guy was over there. I said, "Look, he's a fund manager. All he does is look at screens all day. I'm the guy that goes out and presses the flesh. I want you to meet him." The guy said, "You're darn tootin', I'll go meet him." And we've all three been doing business ever since that night.
Yeah, those kinds of warm introductions, they make a really big difference, especially if the person, if you know the person that you're making that introduction to, then your credibility kind of rubs off on me a little bit. Because if Jim knows Ivan, then I'm happy to talk to Ivan. And that kind of introduction makes it much more valuable.
Well, yeah, in school, you're a professor. You're going to nail me on this. I hope I get an A on this. That's sort of like the halo effect, no?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Okay, cool. Cool. High five to my professor from 35 years ago. Now, I've gone to the event. I've come back with all kinds of cards. I know that if I write on the cards, then I'm going to remember a little bit more the next day. Yep. How do I convert those cards to referrals?
Well, it's about building those relationships. So if you've written on the card, hopefully some of those cards you've promised to get back to some people. For some reason, maybe one of those articles or somebody expressed a need that they had that you'd said you'd help them with. So get back to them on it. Follow-up is absolutely key when you get these cards. Start with the ones that you promised to get back to them on and get back to them. And get back to them, I like to get back within 24 hours, certainly no more than 48. People ask me, what's the best way to follow up? My answer surprises them. The best method to follow up is the one you will actually do. Because I used to say a handwritten note is the best way to follow up. The problem is some people are horrible at handwritten notes. They just really are. And so people wouldn't do it. Some people prefer a phone call. Some people prefer email. Some people love handwritten notes. So the one you're going to do most consistently is the one that is going to be best. That said, I think a handwritten note, nobody's doing them anymore. So that's a great way to follow up. Me, I do email usually. I'll follow up with an email. And you got to do it quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for those people that you didn't necessarily promise to get back with, but you want to connect with them, drop them a note and say, hey, it was really nice meeting you. I'd like to find out more about what you do. Would you like to get together for some coffee or, you know, get together and just give me a chance to learn more about what you do, and maybe you can talk a little bit about what I do. And it's that simple. It's really no more complicated than that. Then when you sit down with them, you want to hit certain cylinders in the conversation, not just let it wander.
Oh yeah, I come to those with an agenda. It's sometimes I feel awkward.
Yeah.
But I always put an agenda down on the table and I go, I hope you don't mind. This is a really important meeting for me. I had to write down my thoughts to make sure that I got everything in. Nobody has ever gotten angry with my little sheet.
No, never. We in BNI, we use a sheet we call the Gains Exchange, G-A-I-N-S. And both parties know that they're coming to the one-to-one meeting with their Gains Exchange filled out. It stands for goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills. And so you talk about what are some of your personal and professional goals, what are some of your personal and professional accomplishments, your interests, the networks that you participate in, and some of your skills. And it may sound odd. I mean, how are you going to get referrals, for crying out loud, talking about that? It's amazing how it works, because when you find people that have overlapping areas of interest, all of a sudden you have a much better chance of building a relationship. When I was testing this out, I tried it out with two guys who thought it was a silly idea. They were both members of BNI, thought it was a silly idea. They'd been a member for a year. They hardly knew each other. So they did this one-to-one. They filled it out. They found out in the process that they were both soccer coaches for their sons' soccer teams. Oh, well, forget about the rest of the stuff. Now that's all they talked about was soccer and, you know, different plays with soccer. And they ended up actually scouting for each other. One would go out and scout for the other and learn about each other's teams. And they shared stuff with one another, became really close professional friends. And then guess what happened? They started passing referrals to each other.
Well, listen, Ivan, your anecdotes, I love them. I can't take enough notes. The books, they're terrific, and I've run out of time. So I got to ask you if I can have you back again sometime soon, and if you could please tell everybody how to get information on your BNI, on the books, where they can network, because sure, this is how people can help themselves.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. And, BNI, you can get information about BNI at BNI.com, and if your listeners would like to go to my blog, I have a ton of free content up on my blog. A lot of different material, IvanMeisner.com, I-V-A-N, Meisner, M-I-S-N-E-R, IvanMeisner.com.
Listen,
thanks for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. I follow you and BNI on Twitter. We favorite back and forth all the time. I really do appreciate it. It's great to have you on. Great to have Beth back, you know, in the fold, and we look forward to getting you back, hopefully, before the end of the summer, so as the networking season starts to pick up again, people can get their tips from the expert. Thanks again, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the king of networking, the founder of BNI. Okay. D, it's all yours. We'll be right back after this talking about the technology infrastructure here in South Florida with three of the curators, Joanna Schwartz, Javier Gonzalez, and Matt Hagman, all on the show back after this. D's bringing it on. We got the folks here. I want to remind everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Matt Hagman's in the house. Javier Gonzalez is in the house. Joanna Schwartz is in the house. Hey, you've got to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement. These guys are doing selfies, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, it's going crazy in here as everybody gets ready for the next segment about technology. You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. Well, with the UHealth Executive Physical, you get that. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge who's going to guide you through your visit and get you a customized preventive health care plan that can help you stay feeling your best. Whoa. For any follow-up care, you have to get direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call, and I'm going to go slow for the Jets fans, 305-243-2738. Call them today.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
Got a disabled vehicle in the left lane blocking the Dolphin Expressway westbound at Northwest 12th Avenue. Also, the exit ramp at the Dolphin Expressway eastbound at Northwest 17th Avenue blocking the ramp there. Florida's Turnpike busy. This is the extension southbound between the Dolphin Expressway and Bird Road. Slow traffic also 95 northbound between Commercial Boulevard and Atlantic Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on. Yes, Matt Hagman, we are on. I'm not going to have notes. It's going to be the best half hour I've done since last week. Actually, since I've had Ivan on. We've got Matt Hagman. He's the head of the Knight Foundation. We got Javier Gonzalez. Is it Javier? Is he ex-silent?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. So he's here. He's the director of eMERGE. And we've got Joanna Schwartz. She's here. She's the chairperson and founder of Early Shares. We're going to talk about curating South Florida's technology ecosystem. I can't believe I got that complex.
Well done, Jim.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
High energy, Jim.
I can't match the energy you guys promised. Now, Javier, you just finished the second Art Basel of Technology.
Yep.
What do you call that? Emerge?
Emerge America.
Emerge America. Very good. Well, Matt, you were a big part of that, too. And Joanna was one of your top presenters in Women in Technology.
That's right.
So, was the event successful, and how do you gauge success to something like that?
Well, I mean, I think you can see in everything from the feedback we've gotten from the community, you know, the great support that we've gotten from folks like Matt and the Knight Foundation, the startups like Joanna who participated in the event. It was an absolute home run. I mean, we actually, you know, it blew away all of our expectations yet again, and this is the second year. You know, some of the things that we look at in terms of success.
Metrics.
Metrics, yeah. I got numbers for you,
Jim. That's the word.
I came with
your startup beach, I want a metrics.
That's right. So we had the 10,000 attendees that we were hoping for.
And,
it was really the highest quality of attendees. And one of the things that we heard over and over again from the businesses, from the organizations that were participating, and we were just talking about it just before the show, was how much business was done, how much interaction and networking was done at the event.
This is a business show, and we just had networking on, so you hit me on two good targets. Why don't you tell me what you're really talking about there, all right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you had the biggest companies in the world, like the HPs of the world. They had qualified leads that were happening here in Miami. They were finding the kind of business that they wanted, right?
There were collisions occurring?
Absolutely, there were collisions. We even heard from one of the startups that they signed a $500,000 term sheet on the floor of Emerge Americas, right?
Whoa!
So these are the kinds
of
things.
Did they bring their lawyer?
I don't know. That's for them to figure out. All I think that we as an ecosystem care about is that those kinds of deals are happening, and they're happening at an event like Emerge Americas. And I mean, we have a ton of other metrics that we could go through. But to answer your question simply, yes, the
event
was a home
run.
That, to
me, is the only metric I care about. And I want to talk to the money. I want to talk to Matt. Matt, was the event
Jim,
a success?
Huge success.
Okay.
Complete and total home run. We're
I cut you off, but it's my show. Go ahead.
I'm so impressed. You're so prepared for this. We've heard collisions. We've heard ecosystem.
All off the top of my head, bro. All off the top of my head. I did tattoo it on my hands just to make sure.
Emerge Americas was a home run. So
okay.
Yeah, at Knight Foundation, we're super proud of the fact that we were a founding funder for the first Emerge Americas. And then we came back and were actually a multi-year supporter of Emerge Americas. In year one, there were 6,000 attendees. In year two, over 10,000.
Well,
right?
You know, Miami World Center will be up soon, so you'll have a couple of more hotel rooms for the people in a couple of years here.
We filled those too, Jim. We filled those too.
Now, Matt, first of all, high five on Silver Knights.
Were you there last night?
I just saw your tweets. I was not there.
It.
I was at the Marlins game.
Okay.
I was praying for the Marlins.
Well,
that's
You know, Jack Knight started Silver Knights like years ago.
I have friends that won Silver Knight. I actually have two friends. One that won the Silver Knight and the guy that came in second to him. They never let each other forget it. They're both huge doctors here in town. They know, if they're listening, they know who I'm talking about. And they are still have a, can I say, pissing contest? I guess I just did, didn't I? Okay. Anyway, and they're so angry. But that to me is a Silver Knight is where the technology environment starts, because if we can have those young people and keep them here or get them to come back, that's what's important.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Alberto Obargon, our CEO, tells a story about how when he met Jeff Bezos, you know, for the first time.
Yeah, I was in high school about the same time.
Oh, you too?
About
similar
the same
trajectory.
Time.
Through, yeah.
Very much so. No. I'm very happy with my media mega show here. Anybody can email me, and I'll send them whatever they want off of my Amazon account.
And actually, Bezos said that one of his proudest moments was actually winning the Silver Knight. So it was really cool.
I was working in the deli back then. I was working in the deli. I won the Silver Finger Award. Over there. Just keep that off the scale, Mr. Fried. Now, Joanna, you went to Early Merge, and you actually...
Early Merge, I like that.
Early Merge.
I think there's a branding opportunity there.
Well, that's because I'm so well prepared for the interview.
Nice.
Now, you were a presenter at eMERGE.
I
saw your presentation. Well done.
Thank you.
You got to get the gerbil to roll a little faster next time when the people are taping. But no, it was great. And so tell me, what was your experience as an attendee? Because we got two of the originators.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys were a sponsor, but you were also an attendee. What did you get out of going to eMERGE?
Well, no, eMERGE is phenomenal, and I echo Matt and Javier's comments on it. And for the fact that it's the second year in a row, the vision is really starting to turn into reality and really be the Basel. And you can see the pieces of that actually starting to happen, the offshoots and all of the satellite events and shows that are starting to happen as a result of it. It's exactly the vision starting to come together. For early shares, it was phenomenal. I was able to participate in one of the panels on crowdfunding, where we educated several hundred people who were sitting in the panel about equity crowdfunding and what that means for the future of private investing. And then as a company, we participated in the late stage startup event, and we were able to meet, you know, dozens or hundreds of people walking the floor, potential investors, potential customers, people just interested in what's going on. And then we were fortunate to be selected into the top 10. And so we did the big pitch on stage, the very scary 10-minute pitch in front of the whole place, and which I talked so fast, I actually finished in 9.5.
Did you beat my question is
that was the crowning achievement for me at eMERGE.
Did you beat by just cut you off? It is my show. Did you beat Pied Piper? I've been waiting to get that.
Oh, Pied Piper. Oh my gosh.
I know.
It's the same joke, but I'm really good at
I don't think anyone can beat Pied Piper.
Yeah, those guys are terrific. I love their compression algorithm.
All of the stuff that we're working on, can you hear me?
All the stuff that we're working on together.
We win or lose with people like Joanna. You know, what Javier and I are working on together, it's early stage startups wanting to sort of build their ventures here in Miami and being in an environment, an ecosystem where they can do that well.
That's the key. And so if Joanna's happy, then we're all happy.
You know, and she wondered, why did I invite her? Now you think you know why. Yeah. See, I don't prepare, but I do think ahead.
I think one of the other key parts is that Joanna doesn't just participate in something like Emerge America. She's like an active like supporter, right? She's going out there. She's finding folks. And we're seeing that a lot. And that's very important to the growth of the ecosystem. You need the success stories to not only be success stories, but to go out there and share it and be a cheerleader for it and bring more folks in. So, you know, we need more Joanna Schwartz for the ecosystem to continue to grow.
You guys. I mean, look, Jim, you know, just to go on a little bit further about Joanna. So Joanna went off Harvard Business School, right? She could be anywhere.
Oh, really? You're a smarty pants.
Yes. She, speaking for Joanna, she could be anywhere, and she's here. And that's exactly what we're shooting for, right? I mean, ultimately, you know, all successful cities are built on ability to attract and retain talent. And the thinking is that this, done well, will achieve that.
Well, listen, I got to tell you is that one of the things that I do is whenever somebody's looking to help a young person get a job, I network all the young kids from UF, the young people down here. I've also helped people from other schools, Wharton, UM, FIU. And when I'm feeling a little blue, and come on, even I get a little down occasionally, I pull out the list of the people I help that just makes me feel so good that I've been able to keep people with that quality of education and that quality of spirit here in South Florida building, and I don't call them jobs, careers.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
I think what's so interesting is that the dialogue is finally starting to change about Miami. And when we started talking about this stuff 2 years ago, it was all about the dialogue. And in the city, things were starting to change. But the national perception of Miami was still kind of the old school, you know, we're missing the culture, we're missing the startup, we're missing the startup ecosystem, and we're missing that business flair that you need in order to create this real ecosystem that we're now building. And now, you know, the dialogue has changed completely. Yeah.
And Miami,
in 2 short years, and Miami is now, I just read an article the other day that, you know, all the hedge funds and all the VCs, everyone is flocking down here for all the right reasons.
Well, I want to ask a question. Yeah. I know everybody has a point, but I want to ask a question. I want to myth bust, okay? I want to myth bust because when I talk to people about the technology boom that's going to be and is occurring down here, and I'll go as far as to say Manny is the Craig Robbins of technology.
Okay.
Because Craig started Art Basel. People talk about the intellectual capacity of the local indigenous population, or I'll just say it this way, our public schools don't produce what the people want to hire. And that's been an issue that people have brought up for a long time.
A myth.
Please, Matt, you're the one who studies this. Talk to me about the college students we graduate and everything else.
Yeah. Well, start with a couple. One is Miami hasn't had trouble producing stars.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
Jeff
Bezos, Sheryl Sandberg, all products of Miami public schools, number one.
Jim Freed. There you go.
The trifecta right there.
There you go.
So, number two.
That's a Mount Rushmore.
That's a nice one.
Number two, if you look at, I mean, there was a study done a couple of years ago, found that Miami actually is seventh per capita number of college students in the metropolitan area, right? Most people would never think of Miami as a center of higher education. And yet, if you look across the country, it's got this really interesting and growing critical mass. Mm-hmm. Now, right? And so that is, and with that, of course, the quality is going up too. And as that continues to build, the talent, you know, is being produced. Furthermore, Miami is a place that people come to. Yeah. Right, and so we see people both north and south coming up from Latin America, coming south, particularly from the Northeast. Is time up? We have to go to a break,
dude. I don't have a sign that says we have to go to a break.
You're seeing it in my face.
Okay, D, it's your show for exactly however long it takes to bring it back. These people have great things to say. We have great energy.
Are we going for an hour?
Half hour. If you want to sponsor the show, we'll go for an hour. Listen, we can bleed over. I'll talk to them about it. We'll be right back after this with more fun, talking technology on Freedom Business. D, it's yours. The sun.
Until I found the way to love, 'cause heart is set.
All right, we're playing Let It Rain for all of those trapped on I-95 in the beautiful weather we're having. And hey, everybody, you know, we talk about U Health on the show. U Health, it's the University of Miami Health System. They bring technology and leadership to our system because they're doing such great things right there at the intersection of 95 and whatever that other big street is. And everybody knows U Health is big, and that it includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation, and soon Bascom Palmer will be in Naples. And what sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. They're part of the technology ecosystem that we're building here. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. U Health includes Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 11 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask all the folks at U Health. Discover how breakthrough medicine from U Health can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by. I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody, we're having a great time here. We're having a great time. Stick with us. We're talking about the technology ecosystem in South Florida, and you are lucky to have wonderful people like this running it. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. You liked the way I said always, didn't you? When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you want to buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. You got that, didn't you, D? You got it. He got it. He got his car last week. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
To Marlins Park on May 22nd for happy hour at the Budweiser Bowtie Bar for $1 KMB Franks and $4 domestic traps from 5:30 to 7. Then see your Marlins take on the Orioles at 7:10. Celebrate a night in Havana powered by South Florida Ford. For just $25, get a game ticket, a Havana Sugar Kings t-shirt, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks spectacular presented by Corona Light. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
All right, everybody, this is where I do my live read about Lauren's Kids, and Lauren's Kids important. You know, last week we had the people on from KIND, Kids in Need of Defense, and you heard about all the kids showing up at our borders that don't have any defense. Well, what if that kid shows up at our borders and some pervert gets a hold of them? Better, worse yet, what if some pervert gets a hold of your child or your neighbor's child? We've got to learn about protecting our children against child sexual abuse, and over 90% of child sexual abuse can be prevented simply by education. How do you get educated? You go to laurencekids.org. You read it. You get her curriculum. You read about Lauren's Kingdom, Safer Self, Safer Kids, all that stuff. Go to laurencekids.org. Protect the future. We're going to talk about in our next segment. D?
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Everybody's mic is live, so be careful. Be careful what you say, everybody. We're here with, and I'm happy to say it, and I think they're great people. They're the people, three of the people that help curate our technology ecosystem here in town. Matt Hagman from the Knight Foundation, looking to identify and fund the stars of the future. We got Javier Gonzalez bringing us our big conference that brings all the people here to realize Miami's where they need to be. And we got Joanna Schwartz here as the example. How do you like that, huh?
The example.
That's it. The example. The example.
Now, I want to start again.
By the way, Jim, it's worth pointing out. So Javier, you know, is a grantee of Knight Foundation.
But why don't you talk about that?
We talk about funding the stars of the future. This is, so you see, the example, this is another example.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, you see,
but it's not of the future. It's now.
Well, bringing the future to today is what technology is all about. There's another profound thing I just said. Write that stuff down.
That was good. Are we recording this?
We are recording this. It will be given to you, and you're more than happy. I'll even give you a transcript.
Jeff Bezos, right?
I don't pay for the fancy, expensive transcript, though, so it comes in 12 days.
By the way, did you go to Emerge?
Actually, I don't want to talk about what happened to me. I had a personal family emergency. I love you, Mom. I hope you're feeling better. My mom was maybe. We'll talk about it off the air, but I told Joanna, and the answer is I was jonesing to go. I was on the beach, and I couldn't go. And I see, I'm just getting over the rash that I got from not being able to go. But I did watch a lot of the content. I was very disappointed that I didn't go. I'm looking to go next year. I'm lobbying and handling Javier by doing lots
live?
Of we'll talk about that.
Well,
I
one
would
of the
love
conversations
to.
That we've already started having is obviously, you know, we have our multi-year partnership with NBC Universal, and you had CNBC live broadcasting Fast Money. We had Jose Diaz-Balart doing live interviews.
People say I look like him. What do you think, Joanna?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Wow, she is very nice on top of being smart. So and
she went to Harvard, right? she had a bullshit her way into there. Somebody interviewed her.
So one of the things that you're going to continue to see is those live broadcasts, that partnership continue to grow. So Jim, I think there may be a great opportunity to get your face on NBC News and really kind of take this whole Freed on Business, you know, national and international.
Well, syndication, baby.
With a referral and backing this,
there's
no way I can fail. I'm groveling to the Knight Foundation for pennies here. Pennies. Let's get local inclusion in the
there
media there.
Huh?
Huh? And I'm taping this, yes. And boy, now you're damn sure I'm going to be sending it to you.
Matt, if you give him a grant, maybe we could all have headphones next time.
Hey now. Actually, I have the headphones. I just don't have the adapter pins. So it's only $5, man. But it's not me. It's Salem, and they're a big company. You know, the reality is that I forgot all the stuff at home because I was so excited about seeing you.
For everyone
all
wondering what we're talking about, we walked in, the four of us,
and we
all looked for our headphones to put on, Javier, Joanna, and I. And Jim said, there's just one set.
Well, there's only one person that needs to hear all this anyway. So, you know, we're supposed to talk about technology. We've only got a couple minutes left, so why don't we try to do that? So, Matt, you know, I live up by Wynwood. I see the lab. I see what's going on in Wynwood. I understand the fact that it's being pigged out on now and the prices are all going to go up. Here's actually a really good question for you. People ask me what started the tech revolution, and though it was, you know, the Knight Foundation gave it a little grease. 2 minutes, that's it? Jesus. Okay, then I got to get to the end of my story. So, you know, prices are going up. It's not cheap to live here anymore. We've only got a minute left. So, Matt, how are we going to continue the momentum as prices go up and people can't live as cheaply or work as cheaply?
Well, look, I mean, compared to other successful startup communities, actually, Miami remains a bargain if you compare us to San Francisco or New York, for example. But look, this is always going to be a challenge. It's never going to go away. And we just, we have to find a way through it, right? And Miami ultimately has to be good, right? We have to sort of build the jobs that can pay for the sort of
careers.
The neighborhood, the careers, the neighborhoods, and the lifestyle that we're creating here. There's no sort of silver bullet. It's going to be a layered response. But what are we down to, 5 seconds here?
Yeah, you got five seconds,
this is
and I'm going to give him the
same
one.
Very big problem, yes.
No, yeah, that's why you're coming back. That's why you'll be coming back.
Full
we'll
hour,
do a whole
full
show
hour, full
with
hour.
Javier,
there we go.
With Matt, and with Joanna, the smart example
oh
here.
Oh, my God.
Early Shares, we love you. Emerge, we love you. The Knight Foundation, we keep begging for pennies. Okay. I want to thank our sponsors. Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Tarek Maddox, the CCIMs, U Health, Warren Henry, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami... Mike, this is a great
With all
list.
Those sponsors, how can you not pay for an hour? This is terrific.
I can pay for an hour, but the other half hour was with somebody else. You got to just come back. The Miami Marlins, Bruce Dukel, Lawrence Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, but I really want to thank our listeners. Thank you to everybody. If you missed the show, it'll be up on our webpage as soon as I can get it up on my webpage. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this, although after you guys, I may not have a show anymore. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. You can see it wasn't rehearsed. The person that wants to do something finds a way the other, finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, it's yours. First, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.